Hello everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon Bryant. Today we have our education article, Make Those College Years Count, and I have a wonderful team here. I'd like them to introduce themselves, starting with...
Hi everyone, this is Catherine. It's great to be here for this lesson today.
And...
Hi everyone, this is Peter. It's also great to be here, and I love talking about college.
Me too. I'm excited to talk about college. It's been quite a few years since I've been in college, that's right. But I am excited to talk about this topic as well. And maybe some of you finished college a long time ago. That's okay. You can still look at this article and learn some things maybe that you can apply to your life now. Or maybe you're in high school right now and you're planning to go to college soon. Well, here are some tips that we're going to talk about today and tomorrow as well. First of all, before we get into our article, I want to ask our panelists just a simple question. I want you to look back to your college years and just pull out one thing that you learned during that time that has helped you today. It could be something very specific or general. I'll start with Peter. Something that you learned during your college years you can apply to today.
Well, I studied something that was very practical, accounting, but I also enjoyed trying new things and studying things that was just fun and interesting. So I'd say study something that's fun, but also study something that's practical because you can get a job that way.
Those are really good tips. I like that you said study something that you enjoy, because if you enjoy something, you're going to, the likelihood is that you will study it more and you will be interested in it and you'll actually remember what you studied. So I think that's a good tip. Catherine?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that I learned was time management. And I know that at my job right now, that is a really, really important skill to have. I think when you're in college, it's sort of a shock that you have to kind of watch yourself and say, okay, at this time I'm going to do this and spend this much time studying. Like, you really have to be on top of everything. And that's something that is really important for everyone to know when they're adults and working.
Yeah, mine is kind of similar to Catherine's. I think, Catherine, you stole mine. That's unfair. But I was going to talk about deadlines. Of course, in my job now, I need to meet deadlines. I'm supposed to meet deadlines anyway. But you need to do that in college as well. And so that's a good training ground for meeting deadlines. But something else beyond that is the relationships that you build. You build many, many relationships during your college years. At least most people do. And I think that is very useful for daily life, for work life, to build relationships. And that's something you don't really think about maybe going to college to learn that. It's a byproduct, I guess, but I think that's very useful.
Now, that's a huge lesson to learn. I remember whenever I started college, you know, it was my first time outside of my hometown, and all of a sudden I was being exposed to many different ways of life, many kinds of people, and it was, you know, a huge eye-opening experience. You know, you have to learn how to work well with other people.
And college is a time you can try new things, and you really get to make yourself new in some ways. So you get to meet a lot of different people and say, well, I like that about them, or I've never tried that before. Let me do that with this friend group.
That's right. There are many new experiences, many things to learn. And I remember I went about 12 hours away to college, so I was very far away from home, but I loved it because I got to meet so many new friends and just had a great time in college. And so everybody has a different experience, but everyone is learning something new. And hopefully some of those things you are learning, you can apply to your lives after college. And so that's what this article is talking about. Make those college years count. And we see in the deck there 6 choices to increase the odds for a great life after graduation. What do we mean, Catherine, by the odds?
Well, the odds that something will happen or not is just the probability that it will happen. So what they're saying here is you need to really realize how important your college education is for you, both inside and out of the classroom. And, you know, the choices that you make there will really affect you later in life.
That's right. And we have 6 different choices here. And it's not saying that it's a guarantee, but it's going to increase the likelihood of a great life after graduation. Let's go ahead and have our first reading. Open your magazines, if you have it in front of you, to page 20. Our first reading will be the first column.
Make those college years count. 6 choices to increase the odds for a great life after graduation. For the first time in history, we are hearing people rightly question whether a college degree is worth it. The short answer, it is. We know that a college graduate will earn, on average, about $1 million more than a high school graduate in his or her lifetime. But the better question is whether a college degree leads to a great life. Do graduates end up with great jobs, engaged and fulfilled by their work? Do they thrive in measures of a great life, such as feeling a sense of purpose and community, having health, social support, and financial stability? That's a longer answer. The Great Jobs and Great Lives Gallup Purdue Index, released in 2014, sought to find answers to these questions by surveying more than 29,000 graduates. Just more than 1 in 10 respondents were thriving in all 5 elements, while more than 1 in 6 were not thriving in any of those measures. But the most interesting takeaway from the study reveals that it doesn't matter so much where you go to college, whether it's public or private, highly selective or less so, or what your major is.
Well, we start off our article, for the first time in history, we are hearing people rightly question whether a college degree is worth it. And so, you know, it says for the first time in history. I don't know if I agree with that. Maybe people have been doing that for a little while now, but we do have this question anyways. Is a college degree worth it? And panelists, I want to ask you, what do you think?
I think it's definitely worth it. I know that right now there's a huge debate because of the fees of tuition, especially in America. But overall, I think that having a college degree just puts you a step ahead of other people in some ways. And, you know, you learn a lot, like I've said before, in the classroom and outside of it. You learn so many life skills, not just how to study, or, you know, you don't just learn about what you're studying.
Okay, and Peter?
Yeah, well, as this article says, it helps you earn more money, which I think we all want, but it's also talking about that quality of life after college and maybe even during college. It's quite the experience, and if you get that opportunity, you really should take it.
That's a good point. It is quite the experience that, you know, you get to do lots of different things. It's not all about just what you're taking in and learning in your individual classes. It's the overall experience and how that helps you in life. And so just getting up every day and going to class and that sort of thing will help you later on in life, because you have to get up every day and go to work and just simple things like that. Well, we see the answer here is that it is worth it. And as Catherine mentioned, it is quite expensive in the U.S. to go to college, so some people might think, is it really worth it? Are there other ways? Now, of course, can you be successful without going to college? Yes, you can be successful. Many people are. But in general, we see that if you go to college, you will make more money. This is in general. This is not for everyone. It can go either way, but overall, you will make more money. And I think something else to keep in mind is that it opens up your options when you go to college, right? Because if you, you know, you don't like your job, but maybe you have other options. If you didn't go to college, maybe it doesn't give you as many options, right?
Yeah, I think so. That was actually one of the things that I wrote down, Brandon, was just, you know, having that college degree on your resume or whenever you're in an interview will really open you up to more things. And then in your future, there might be more opportunities for promotion or moving jobs. You can kind of switch around a little bit more.
Okay, very good. Now, Peter here, can you tell us exactly how much money a college graduate will earn on average?
Well, the article says that on average, about $1 million more than just having a high school graduate degree.
Okay, and so if you just go through high school, you're not as likely to make as much money. And of course, you know, there are people who own their own businesses who have never been to college and they are very wealthy, but this is on average. And so we see that it is very profitable to go to college. And then we end this paragraph. It says, but the better question is whether a college degree leads to a great life. Now, Peter and Catherine, have you ever really thought about this? Have you sat down and thought, you know, my college degree, is it going to lead to a great life?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Like, speaking from personal experience, I remember my first job out of college was a bit horrifying because many of the people that I worked very closely with, they all had college degrees. They'd all graduated from the same university that I had, and we were all working the same job. And I would say that they did not think that they had great lives. It was a very bad atmosphere, bad job. So, you know, just because you have that degree doesn't guarantee it.
Okay, that's right. And this was right out of college, right? So sometimes the first job right out of college, you may not enjoy that so much. You're just getting started. That's fairly common, I think. Peter, how about you? Have you ever thought of this question about a college degree leading to a great life?
Yeah, I have. During college, I thought about this question a lot. And what would give me the best options? What would give me the best opportunity? And that's what led me to study what I did. But at the same time, the other question was, do I really want to do those jobs, or what's really going on here? So I had to think both about earning money and those practical things, about how do I pay for my life, but also what kind of quality of life do I want? And that's the bigger question, which I think we're talking about today.
Very good point. The quality of your life. Many people go after a job that pays a lot of money, but they don't enjoy their job at all, and they have a very low quality of life. Maybe they have a high income, but their heart's not in it. They don't really enjoy it. And so we have to ask that question as well, you know, not just about the money. Will you enjoy that job, and will it help you to enjoy your life? Well, we continue with, do graduates end up with great jobs? Are they engaged and fulfilled by their work? And we have something here, these five measures that we're going to look at. And what is the first one, Catherine?
Well, the first one is feeling a sense of purpose. And that's a specialized term today. And your sense of purpose is just, it's when you know why something is done or why it exists. So we often use this when you're talking about your life. You know, people want to try to find a purpose for their lives, a reason why they're doing the things that they're doing, why they're on earth, why, what they need to do with their life.
I think this is most important in this list, and I'm glad it's first, because if you don't have a sense of purpose for what you're doing, then it's hard to keep going. You get lost in everything, and you don't know what to do. And so it's very important to think about, while you're in college, you know, what gives me a sense of purpose, and what job kind of matches that? You know, instead of just thinking about how much money you're going to make, what's inside of you? What gifts and talents do you have, and how can those be brought out on a daily basis? And so sense of purpose is very important. And what's number two, Peter?
That would be community. So once you've graduated from college, you really do need to find your community. In college, it's really easy to have that. But once you leave, it can be hard to meet new people and things like that. So college helps you find friends. It helps you create a community, whatever city you're in. And because you all graduate at the same time, you all find jobs at the same time, you can keep those friendships up. But college also offers a way of meeting new people. That's called diversity. And so when you're challenged in a new way interpersonally to talk to people you normally wouldn't, that helps you outside of college, in the real world, with talking to many different personalities, many different nationalities.
Okay, very good. So we have sense of purpose and we have community. What is number three, Catherine?
Well, the next one is having your health. Right now, you know, we're talking about what you can do to have a great life. And, you know, whenever you're working at a job that you really enjoy after college, you know, that helps cut down on your stress levels, which ultimately affects your health in a lot of ways. So that is a very important thing in anyone's life.
Okay, number four is social support, and that just has to do with, you know, other people, and you have supportive relationships and love in your life, these kinds of things. And so, you know, when you're going through college, you develop a lot of relationships, and some are very supportive. Is that going on after college? What have you learned in college that will help you to have those strong relationships? And so we're talking about relationship skills here. And then we end with what?
Financial stability. And that goes back to the beginning of the article, which says, on average, someone that's graduated from college is going to earn $1 million more than if you just graduate straight from high school. So financial stability, that means you're not going to have to worry about your expenses every month because you should have a paycheck that will keep you stable.
Okay, so we have these five components here, and we had the question at the beginning of this paragraph, do graduates end up with great jobs? Are they engaged? Are they fulfilled by their work? And do they thrive in measures of a great life? And what is the answer?
Well, we don't quite have an answer right now. It just says that that's a longer answer. So they just mean that there are a lot of different things that you have to look at before you can put an answer to that question.
That's right. And so we look at actually an index, a Gallup poll that was taken, the Great Jobs and Great Lives Gallup Purdue Index. And this was released last year. And they were seeking to find answers to these questions. And they surveyed some people, right?
That's right. And the people that they surveyed are called respondents. And what respondent means is the people that actually participated. A survey usually asks questions such as this one about, you know, how are you feeling out after college? So the people that respond are respondents.
Okay, and how did they respond? What did we find out first?
Well, we found out that just more than 1 in 10 of those respondents were thriving in all five elements. So that means that they felt that everything that we just talked about, the sense of purpose, community, etc., was good.
So only 1 in 10. That's not very many.
Not at all.
Right? And so what about the others?
Well, that was only 1 in 6 were not thriving in any of those measures. They didn't have a sense of purpose or community or any of those.
That's sad. That's really sad news, right? So they weren't really thriving in any of them. But I think this makes this very revealing, right? We have this information here. We can take a look, and we're going to have some advice later on about, you know, what we should do in college. If you've already been to college, sorry, you can still take a look at all the tips but apply them to your life. But, of course, it's always great to have this before you enter college, of course. So what are some takeaways? We look at this next. The most interesting takeaway from the study was what?
Well, that it doesn't matter so much where you go to college. You know, it doesn't matter if you go to a public or private school or a huge Ivy League school as compared to a state school, or what your major is when you're in college.
Right. And so a takeaway is just something you get from doing something or when you're learning something. What do you take away from it? Okay. And this is used in the noun form. What was the takeaway? And this was the takeaway from this study. And we also learned that this idea of being highly selective or less so, and we also talk about your major. What does the word selective mean?
Well, that's talking about the different types of colleges you can go to. Some colleges are what's called more selective, and to get into those schools, you need higher test scores, and you need to be almost a better student, and so it's hard to get into those schools. So when everyone is applying for colleges, they pick maybe a couple highly selective schools and then schools that are a bit less selective. And that way they can get into a couple colleges and choose from there.
Okay, and also when you're being selective, you're very careful in choosing something. And so when you're thinking about which college you're going to, you could be very selective in your choices because you are being very careful to go to the school that you want to go to, right? And also we talk about your major. Your major, of course, is the area of study that you're focusing on. For example, maybe it's English or business or so forth. And so, you know, these are the different factors, but a lot of these things are not the main point, right?
That's right. We'll find out later in the article that some of the things that you should look at are not the qualifications of the school that you're going to.
Well, let's find out ways to make the most of your college years in our next reading.
Ways to make the most of your college years. Here's the really killer advice on how you do college, according to Brandon Busteed, Executive Director of Gallup's Education Division. These 6 choices will do the most to boost the odds of a great life after graduation, Busteed says. 1. Do a learning-specific internship while in college. This has to be a job or internship in which the student applies what he or she is learning. Less than a third of all college graduates report having this experience in school. 2. Be extremely involved in an extracurricular organization. Being deeply involved in one thing, whether it's athletics or volunteering or social, is better than being lightly involved in many things, Busteed said. Don't build a resume of 92 things, he said.
We not only have advice for you, we have killer advice. What do we mean by that, Peter?
It means that it's really good.
That's right. So it's a very informal word, actually, but you might want to use that sometimes. You can practice using that word from now and then, but you don't really have to memorize this one necessarily. It is more informal. So here's the really killer advice. What do we find out? What are we going to find out here in this part of the article, Catherine?
Well, we're going to find out about some choices that will boost the odds of a great life for you after you graduate.
So this information is according to Brandon Busteed, and he is the executive director of Gallup's Education Division. And, of course, this survey was done by Gallup. That's a famous organization that takes a lot of polls and gathers a lot of information. And so we have six choices here. And we will see what will boost the odds of a great life after graduation. So again, the odds, talking about the likelihood of something happening. And so it will make it more likely that you will have a great life after graduation if you follow these six things, right? It's not a guarantee, but it will probably help you. And what is the first one, Peter?
That would be do a learning-specific internship while in college. This one can be really important, especially for degrees in engineering or business, especially, because your degree goes towards needing specific skills and experiences. Now, when you apply this by having an internship that is directly related to what you do, it makes the subject less academic and more real. So it uses those experiences to what you're studying in the classroom. And that way you actually learn a lot more and your experience and your education becomes a lot more rich.
That's right. You really get hands-on experience. And I was able to take part in an internship. It was actually required when I was in college. I worked at a local TV news station for like a summer. And so that gave me some hands-on experience and just I was able to be there in the newsroom. And sometimes when you do these internships, it lets you know what you like and what you don't like. For example, maybe you do an internship and you realize, I don't like this line of work. So you can maybe try something a little different when you actually apply for a job. But does every student do this?
No, we find out in our article that less than a third of all college graduates had this experience when they were in school.
Okay, but they do recommend it. So if you are in college or you're going into college, you can think about this and think of internships that you could apply for. Number two is what?
Be extremely involved in extracurricular activities.
Okay, and what does the word extracurricular mean?
That means anything outside of what you're studying. So it shows that not only do you study this one subject, but you're able to do things outside of that.
Okay, and we have a comparison here, really. It's being deeply involved in one thing versus being lightly involved in many things. And what's the conclusion?
Well, he said that it's better to be deeply involved in just one thing instead of being lightly involved in many things, because I think whenever you're spread too thin and you have so many different things going on, it's hard to give your full time and concentration to all those extracurriculars. So it's better to just have one to focus on.
And isn't this something we can apply to everyday life? We can think about our jobs or we can think about our lives right now. If we're spread thin, it's hard to really be focused and you You may not feel that you're really accomplishing much because you're into so many different things. But if you're maybe an expert in one area, it's probably going to help you in the long run. It depends on what field you're in, I suppose. But in general, I think it's good to know a lot about one subject versus trying to spread yourself too thin. Have you ever had this experience, Peter or Catherine, in your life where you feel like you've spread yourself too thin?
Yeah, definitely. You can maybe try too many things and you never really get to truly experience that. Maybe you try something for 2 weeks and go, well, that's just not me. Now, that can be beneficial, but at the same time, you don't really truly understand anything, or you can't really offer any true experience unless you really commit to one activity or the other.
That's right. I think when you're young, it may be good to, of course, try new things, but you have to come to a point when you figure out, what am I good at? What are my giftings? What are my talents? And then pour into those areas more, because that's where your gifts are and that's what you enjoy. And so you don't have to feel that you have to do everything. You can maybe do one or two things well instead of trying to do many things not so well. Right, Catherine?
That's right.
Have you ever experienced this in your daily life?
Yeah, I think that about a couple years ago, you know, I was working at a job that was very busy in the job, but also had a lot of activities going on outside of work. And I finally had to start dropping a couple things, just kind of for my own peace of mind, and also because my work was suffering because I was so busy in the evening.
Sometimes you have to learn how to say no, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Busteed concludes here by saying, don't build a resume of 92 things. And of course, he just pulls out a random number to make a point. In other words, don't try to go and do everything. Figure out what you're good at and enjoy those things and do them well. Well, this is our first day of our education article, Make Those College Years Count. We will finish this article tomorrow, so we hope you will come back tomorrow, and we hope that you've enjoyed today. Until tomorrow, this is Brandon,
Catherine,
and Peter
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.